I'm so glad you picked up. Hi. I'm calling because I have a huge favor to ask. And it's going to sound weird and creepy, but please know that I wouldn't be doing this unless I was super desperate. Okay, you know that hot guy I've been talking to the last few weeks? The one with the accent? Yeah, him. Okay, well, he just texted me and asked if I was free to talk at 5. No, that doesn't sound like an emergency. But, the last time we spoke, we mentioned that the next time we chatted, we should, you know, bone sex. Stop laughing. It's not funny. Because he probably has lots of experience and I've never really done it. No reason, just always felt awkward, but I really want to do it with him. I'm willing to work through the awkward, but I don't want to fuck it up and look pathetic or embarrass myself in front of him, so please help me. Because you've told me about the legion of women you've ear banged. Don't get shy with me now. You're like the master of oral pleasure. On, you're supposed to be my friend. Fine. I'll buy you pizza. Yes, your favorite from that gross place by your apartment. Fine. And beer? This is extortion, just so you know. I'm going to remember this the next time you need a favor. Fine deal. Hurry up. I don't have a ton of time. Oh, thank you. Thank you. You're the best. Okay. I'm ready. I'm sitting at my desk and I have my notepad open. Pencil is poised. Go ahead. Teach. I'm ready to learn how to be a phone slut. because it's easier to write notes on a table. No notes? How am I supposed to remember everything? Yeah, you say that, but I have a horrible memory. I can't miss any of your filthy wisdom. Fine, I go to bed. Okay, I'll try to sound less pissed off. Okay, I'm here. Yeah, let's start with the basics. I don't even know how to start this. Like, how do I can't just start the conversation with great weather we've been having. Also, I would just love to have your cock in my mouth right now. Exactly. Okay, easy stuff. Teach me. What I'm wearing. Oh, I don't know. I hung around at home. I'm just wearing a shirt and some shorts under that. Nothing? Well, I didn't know I was doing anything today. I came home from work and I took a shower and I'm just hanging around at home, so that's what I'm wearing. Stop laughing. I'm really freaking out here. It's not funny. I'm going to look like a fucking idiot. He's going to be saying stuff and I'm just going to be on the other hand. It will be terrible and I will embarrass myself and he will hate it. And yes, it matters to me. This guy's cool and sexy and I can't fuck it up. Never call me again. Now, please focus on the teaching. Thank you. Fine. Just a sec. Okay, I will take off my shorts. And I'm just going to lay you down on the bed here. You're in my bed now. I will take off my shirt. Okay. I can pick you up again. Okay, I'm naked and in bed. Are you happy? Well, if I'm doing this, then you are too. Get naked. Yes, I'm serious. I'll wait. Okay, good. We're even. You're under the covers too? Good. Okay. Now, you start. I don't want to be the one who's starting this whole thing. I really hope he takes the lead. Yeah, I want him to kind of lead the whole thing. Must be my inner submissive or my inner coward. Not quite sure. Okay, so you start. Give me a break. How can you just turn it on like that? You even sound completely different. I need a sexy voice. Aww, that's really nice. Thanks. But see, that's the problem. You say all this sexy stuff and I'm kind of, I don't know what to say or what to do and I sound weird and I'm just super nervous. You know, he's going to say all this filthy stuff and I'm going to panic like I'm panicking now and how can I calm down? I can't even say that stuff out loud. It's so lame. He's going to laugh and you'll hate me. You'll think I'm the dumbest person ever. Fine. Okay. Well, I'm just laying here, naked, and I'm feels so dumb. It's so unnatural, and I can't sound sexy. It doesn't sound like when you do it, it sounds so good, but well, that's easy for you to say. It's like breathing for you, apparently. You start and you don't stop anymore, you just go on. Not all of us are that bold in our sexuality and that eloquent and can express their thoughts that well. Yes, of course I really want it. Well, why does anyone have phone sex? It's hot. I admit I'm really shitty at it, but it doesn't mean I don't love hearing it. Okay. Yeah, I'm focusing. Can you just keep going and I'll jump in when it feels right? Yes, I promise I will jump in. Yeah, I'm totally fine. It's just, never mind. Just keep going. I'm learning a lot. You'd want? What did I say to that? I cannot say those words. Yeah, but writing filthy words and saying filthy words is completely different. Well, it is for me. No, I'm not blushing. Okay, I am. How can you tell over the phone? Anyway, going, I'll come up with something. Yeah, you're really good at this. I came to the right person. Yeah, a master of filth. Yeah, I'm still here, just listening, learning. Are you touching yourself while you talk to me? No, it's totally cool, it's fine. More than cool. Keep doing it. I mean, if you want, probably helps to keep you in character. I don't mind at all. I should touch myself. Yeah, sure. Makes sense. Keep going. Yes. Tell you exactly. Well, to start, I'd want you to kiss me roughly. Do demanding. In fact, I'd want you to wrap your hand in my hair and grab and force my head to tilt back. And then I'd want you to kiss me hard. And then I'd want you to push me back onto the bed. Yeah, if I could say anything, you'd be loosening your tie. Yes, I'm still playing with myself. It's hard to do both at once. Do you even wear a tie? Alright, okay, I'm focused. Next, you'd take the tie and wrap it around my eyes until I can't see anything. Now I'm naked and you're messy. Fuck. Yes. Oh, keep going. Yes. Oh, I kiss your way up my body. Taste. Straddling you. I'd know that, even though I can't see anything, that you're staring up at me. See every exposed inch of flesh. My cheeks flushed and my lips wet and parted. Ah. every thrust at once. My pussy is straining around your thick cock. Just a match for listening to each other breathe and realize that you just came all over yourselves because I'm a voice on the end of a phone. I guess it's sort of intimate. was very illuminating. Listen, I promised you pizza, and I feel like the other guy probably isn't going to call tonight anyway, so do you want me to bring some dinner and we can practice some more? Yeah. I think my in-person seduction skills could use a little work too. You soon.